Every Tuesday, we check in with the folks from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, and today, the manager of business retention and expansion, Casey O'Banion, joins us. Casey, welcome. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on here. We've got a whole report in front of me right now. I read into it a little bit last night, but let's dive in. Before we dive in, this is an annual report. This is not something new, right?
It's not something, I would say, completely new, but it is new for the Baton Rouge area. We have an annual report that comes out from our business intelligence guys, but this is a BRE-specific report, business retention and expansion specific report, which just means that instead of surveying, you know, every business that we have in the capital region, instead we looked into basically our driver companies that we have, and what we have here is 80 driver companies that are specifically giving us kind of what they are doing, what their plans are, what they need. And we're kind of going from there.
What is a driver company?
A driver company is going to be an economic driver, which is they support business and growth in the area through about 50% of their business is outside of the region, outside of the state, which means they're selling products outside, selling products or services outside of the region and bringing in money into our region instead of necessarily one that might just sell, you know, inside of our city limits or something like that.
So what did the report ask of these driver companies?
The report was looking to see, you know, kind of what their future outlook was as far as growth was concerned in the capital region. So asking about job growth, service growth, facility growth, any challenges that they might see in the capital region that we could look into as far as, you know, crime was obviously a hot topic, but,
yeah.
But you know, crime, traffic, other things like that that we can look into and help them and see if, you know, we can get them any information that would help them grow, you know, into the future.
Casey O'Banion is the manager of business retention and expansion over at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Okay, so crime, a hot topic. Is it hot enough to keep folks from expanding?
So I think the answer to that is no. We surveyed 80 businesses, and of those 80 businesses, 76 of the companies said that they were planning an expansion of some kind, either in workforce, equipment, site or services in the next 3 years. Of those 76 of the 80 that said they were expanding, 55 of those are looking to add jobs in the next 3 years. So, you know, it was not a deterrent. It was an issue. And so it was something that, again, that we're in an ongoing conversation with those businesses about how it's affecting their business, how it's affecting their growth, and what we can do to help. But at the same time, it is, you know, we've got a lot of companies here in Baton Rouge outside of those 80 as well that are growing, you know, at a rapid pace.
There are a number of different factors that would contribute to the level of positivity or negativity on something like crime, where, I mean, we've got a new police chief coming in. There's going to be some turnover there. But we've also seen citizens get very active. Safe BR is out there now. We've seen citizens get very active. Business owners get very active saying, you know, how can I find my role? Where is my role? How can I help? Does that contribute to the overall mentality of the businesses that are responding to this survey?
I think so. So, you know, you mentioned Safe BR. That is a situation, and we have another initiative with a camera program, the Page Rice camera program that we are, I don't want to say pushing on businesses, but, you know, making sure businesses are aware of and businesses are taking advantage of. And that's something where they can kind of come in and get a free camera for their business, and they can, you know, help be part of the solution. And we have seen a few different businesses, particularly along Government Street and in the surrounding areas, that have taken ownership kind of their block, I would say, and done a really good job of, you know, being part, again, of the solution and saying, you know, hey, we'll put up cameras, we'll make this available, we will do what we can. And, you know, that's in their best interest, it's in everybody's best interest. So we've got a lot of businesses that are taking part in that.
Talk with Casey O'Banion, manager of business retention and expansion over at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, talking about the business climate report that the chamber has out right now. Aside from crime, what were some of the other hot-button issues that businesses responded to?
I would say some of the hot-button issues were, you know, traffic is always going to be one thing, but I think that was more from a, you know, we had a lot of logistics companies, obviously, that are concerned on that front, but we had a few different companies that I would say are just wondering what's going to be happening in the future so they can plan kind of either growth, or different, you know, operation standards. And so, Traffic, obviously, education was another one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think overall the education scored, you know, just fine. You know, our companies here have a unique opportunity to have access to both Southern and LSU. And we have, you know, their main concern, I guess, was recruitment of personnel into the area as far as education is concerned. But again, they have a unique opportunity with BRCC, the River Parishes Community College, and then LSU and Southern that they can have a great connection to. And, you know, that furthers a lot of their initiatives as far as associate's degrees and different access to talent.
Okay, when you talk about recruitment, I mean, we're talking about basically from the chamber's end, the years that have been put into workforce development and access to that workforce, talking about the handshake program and the like. When it comes to recruitment, is it just developing our current workforce, or are there other contributing factors that say the full environment over here for our current workforce might not keep people here? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. It's a good question. I think that our current environment keeps people here. And I think that there, you know, there have been studies and different looks into, you know, how quickly are people leaving after college, mm-hmm. after they come here after college. But I think that that's an issue that any college town will deal with. Obviously, Baton Rouge is a different college town. It's not Oxford, Mississippi. It's the capital of a state. And so there, again, are unique opportunities here that not all college towns can afford you. But so there will be some in that kind of age range of, I think it's, you know, 24 to 30. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing a lot of, I think they call it, you know, kind of a boomerang. You know, a lot of people that are, you know, born and raised here, go to LSU, go to Southern, Tulane, leave, come back.
Yeah.
And you know, that's something that my wife, who's from Shreveport, she did, you know, something similar. We went to Houston for a little while. I'm originally from Texas, but went to LSU Law School. Went to Texas for a little while, went to a couple different places, and just decided, you know, Baton Rouge was a place that we wanted to come back to. It afforded us, you know, again, opportunities to work in, you want to work in government affairs, you want to work in healthcare, you want to work in oil and gas, you want to work in education. There's opportunities for you here.
Industry specific was where I was actually going to go next. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You got 55 of 76 respondents are looking to add new jobs in the coming 3 years. Of those 55, what industries are they in? What fields?
So most of the, we've seen a lot of growth, and this isn't just in the past year. Really, we want to do this report because, you know, for a post-pandemic look at how our companies were doing, if there were any unique takeaways or any unique strategies that they were using to grow that we could, you know, kind of offshoot to some different sectors. And construction and engineering, we've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. Construction, engineering, manufacturing. And part of the report, too, and I would, you know, recommend anyone, I'm taking these to businesses. I'm leaving these around town. And, you know, these are for businesses to see how other businesses are growing, mm-hmm. But also for some people in the workforce to see the trends that are happening in our job market. And I would say there are a couple different spots in here where I asked the companies specifically, what jobs are you hiring for? What exact job? And for healthcare companies, it was mainly nurses and aides.
Okay.
But for construction companies, manufacturers, those were the people that, or those were the companies that I would say that responded the, that they were adding jobs the most. It's craftsmen and project managers was the number one job that we saw.
Craftsmen and project managers.
Mm-hmm.
What do we manufacture here?
I would say just about everything.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you watched the Rangers Astros game last night. Go Rangers. But, you know, every other batter that comes up, you got the big Marucci M.
Mm-hmm.
We've got coffee. We've got, you know, oil and gas products. We have everything. We've got bread, St. Bruno's Bread Company. Yep. A little shout out for them. You know, we've got everything here. And so, it's a unique market. It's a unique culture that is spurning. It's, you know, people that work hard. It's people that are creative. It's people that are doing all kinds of different things.
Casey O'Banion from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber is our guest. We're talking about the Business Climate Report. So the follow-up to that is, the follow-up to what do we manufacture is, where within that sector is there room for growth?
That's a great question. I mean, I would say maybe all of them.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, some room for growth would be, you know, an outlook to the future. We have, you know, some room in our economy for what's coming, which is our, you know, kind of hydrogen future energy step forward that a lot of the country is taking. I was recently in Washington, D.C., and getting to see Louisiana's, I would say, shortcut to this initiative that's being pushed right now. And, you know, talking with companies from all over the world, Kawasaki, Hikamite, which is from Finland, and a few others that, you know, are looking to come into the United States for, you know, either carbon capture or hydrogen energy, you know, resources. And they are looking for a place to land. And so I think that's something that, you know, the Baton Rouge area offers, mm-hmm. The Capital Region, Louisiana in particular, offers in droves. And we're really, you know, we're really rich and stable in that spot. So I think that there's a little room for growth there.
Yeah.
And especially in all of our kind of outer parishes, the nine that touch East Baton Rouge, I think that we're set up very well for that.
How much of the business climate report is a reassurance that BRAC has been, you know, on the right path thus far?
We tried to look into some of the BRAC 5-year plan, the Bring It strategy, mm-hmm. a little bit, but mostly it was just you know, a reflection of the businesses. I didn't try to put in really much, I would say, BRAC leaning anything. You know, most of it is going to be, you know, what the businesses told me. I just tried to, you know, we tried to display as best and clearly as possible.
All right, let me rephrase that. Y'all have put a lot of effort into Handshake. You've put a lot of effort into BR Works. It looks like those two efforts in particular mm-hmm. are resonating.
I think so. You know, part of the question that we asked is, are the businesses aware of them? Are the businesses even aware of these programs that we're working to make sure can connect businesses and can connect employers and employees? So, and for a couple of them, the Page Rice camera program that I just mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. we only had a few respondents that said they were even aware.
Amazing. I work in media, but I feel like it was absolutely flooded with information about when the initiative first started.
I would agree, but I think that shows, you know, room for growth on BRAC's side, that we can do a better job, and that's something that, you know, is a good note for myself mm-hmm. when I talk to companies, which I do, you know, either daily or, you know, weekly. I'm talking with different companies, and it's something that it was a good note for me to be able to say, hey, it may be in my mind, I think that people know about these things, but it's a good refresher that maybe they don't, and I need to make sure that I'm mentioning these initiatives for people.
We got a couple minutes left with Casey O'Banion from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. All right, let's use these last couple minutes to talk about what you do with this information and how you work more on expansion than retention. I mean, really, that's the goal, right?
It is the goal. You know, I think that the goal, though, is to have retention through expansion. Mm-hmm. You know, retention measures kind of around the country are, you know, really measured, again measured, but in how much you're expanding, how much you're helping your businesses. And so there's not a real metric for, hey, you know, we did this to retain this business. What you're trying to do is just help, you know, help everyone grow outside of this region, help everyone grow kind of outside of the state. And so I'm using this report to show other businesses that, you know, yes, other companies are growing, you know, other companies are making plans to, strive forward into the future. And in this region, I made this report to show, you know, some of the challenges that people were facing. I think even, you know, in my life, when I find that other people are having problems that I'm having, it helps me a little bit. So I think businesses, you know, connected with that. And I think that, you know, again, letting them know about initiatives, letting them know about programs, whether they're through LED, the city, federal, whatever we can do to help, this is for them as a guide and employer or employees, potential workforce. I wanted them to be able to see, you know, we have you know, the unemployment rate is what it is. And I want people to be able to see where people are hiring, what they can do. Mm-hmm. You know, we have connections in here to BRCC and some of our other positions. Logistics is an area that's grown quite a bit in Baton Rouge in the last couple of years.
I mean, that would be Cortana.
Yes, and if you want a Class C license, you know, we work with companies on how to, you know, a couple have started their own school or in the process of starting their own Class C license school, and so we want to help connect people to those jobs and connect people to careers that they can have for a long time, and, you know, not just help businesses in Baton Rouge, but if you're helping them, you're helping yourself, you're helping the region. So
a lot of this sounds like you're turning commiseration into collaboration. He is Casey O'Banion, the manager of business retention and expansion with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. The Business Climate Report is out. It is pretty fascinating stuff. A lot of positives in that. Casey, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. We're at